You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Tim in Alabama is looking to reclaim some space at his house with an addition. What can we help?
Well, we are adding an addition to our home. And sometime in the past, a 220-volt electric line was run through the attic but never hooked up to anything. So it's just laying there. And an electrician told me that this could not be done, but I thought I would ask you, can I not take that 220-volt line and use it to run the outlets and lighting in that new addition by hooking it up to a different breaker box or something?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, it's not 220, it's 240. If the wire is thick enough, it can be used to feed a sub-panel. It depends on the wire size. Do you know what the wire size is on the line that's laying in the attic not being used right now?
No, I don't. I know it's thick. But other
well,
than
if
that,
it's
I
a
don't.
Thick, if it's a thick wire, I mean like quarter inch thick or like eighth inch
right.
thick?
Quarter inch.
Yeah. Well, it may be big enough for like a 60-amp sub panel. You know, a number 10 wire, copper wire, is for 30 amps, so anything that's bigger than that is probably going to be suitable enough for a small sub panel, like a 60-amp sub panel. And if that was the case, you would use that simply to feed the sub panel, and then the wiring in the addition would be connected to the sub panel itself. So that 240-volt line would not be used as the branch line that everything's connected to, because that wouldn't be proper. But you could use it to feed the sub panel, and then all the outlets and the lights and the switches in the addition would go into the new sub panel.
Okay. That's sort of what I thought, but like I said, he had said it couldn't be done. So
there may be another reason that he doesn't want to use that wire. It's you're not saving a whole lot of money here just because it's a piece of cable that happens to be running through your house. It might be more cost effective and safer for him to run a new line. Just because it's there, you know, may not be the right thing to do. So I would just ask a few more questions as to what the problem is with that wire, because it's not going to make a big difference in the price.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Tim. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.